Travel agent Bianca Ng says customers would rarely call to cancel their travel plans. But since the coronavirus outbreak, her travel agency started receiving over 10 cancellations a day. Major US airlines have suspended flights to and from China, and the US government has also imposed travel restrictions. Here's the president of COTS Travel, Bianca Ng.
We have still have people ask, but they are asking about like summer, like more in the future kind of planning and not really for winter break or Easter.
Ng's travel agency is located in the heart of Flushing in Queens, New York, where it serves the area's predominantly Asian community. And it's not just the travel restrictions affecting these businesses. The outbreak may even be scaring some New Yorkers away from the neighborhood because it's home to a large Chinese population. John Cho, executive director of the Greater Flushing Chamber of Commerce, says the outbreak may even be scaring some New Yorkers away from the neighborhood because it's home to a large Chinese population.
These types of health scares may tip the balance in terms of really pushing a lot of these businesses that were kind of keeping their heads above water from drowning and going out of business.
It's a concern felt acutely in New York, a city that's not only home to the biggest Chinese population outside Asia, but is also the financial hub of the United States. The coronavirus's economic impact is expected to be felt in communities like Flushing and on Wall Street too. The 2003 SARS epidemic knocked around $30 billion off the global economy. Experts warn this coronavirus could also do major economic damage. Major US companies like Apple and Tesla have temporarily halted operations in China. Investors are now assessing what this virus outbreak will mean for China's manufacturing output, the tourism industry, and global supply chains. Here's managing partner at Westwood Capital LLC, Dan Alpert.
There is an argument that the effect on China is going to be more material than it was certainly back during the SARS epidemic, and obviously China was not a major issue during Ebola. The reason for that is obviously China is a far more wealthy country than it was back during SARS.
The US Federal Reserve says the coronavirus is a serious issue, but can't predict the wider economic impact. But the longer this outbreak goes unchecked, the bigger the economic fallout. William Denslow, New York.